5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello and welcome to Truth, Beer, and Podsequences. This is 2022. Happy New Year, everyone. So Truth, Beer, and Podsequences, this is a show where we listen to all the Cincinnati craft beer podcasts from the previous week. We get together and discuss those shows, our version of the truth and how they went. Hopefully there aren't too many consequences, New Year, from the hosts of those other shows. So far, so good. I would like to, at this moment, thank everybody for coming along with us. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you've been following along, thank you. And you've waited too long. It is time to introduce the best co-host in Podcastlandia.
I am Julia, and I like to write funny things about beer on Facebook, mostly during beer event season. But I need to throw this back to you because nobody knows who
you are. I kept it a mystery.
Other than our listeners, so keeping it a mystery. So there is a mystery voice doing the introduction today, but it is a voice you should all know and love, as I do. My favorite co-host ever, the best of the best, the only person that I want to do these intros and outros and these full episodes
with. Thank you, Julia. That was very, very heartwarming. I truly appreciate it. I am Marco. I'm a brewer here in Cincinnati. We are usual day, usual time. Give a shout out to our podcast host today, which is Home. Our podcast host is Home. So something we'll go into why we're at home in a little bit. But Julia, I can say that my house, unfortunately, is not quite as fresh as BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery. I'm working on it, though. Just as soon as this podcast is over, I should get that game up to snuff. I would imagine yours smells amazing.
It has its moments, but I'm still trying to figure out if the Cintas guy will come to my house to make my house smell as fresh and clean as BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery. So Cintas, since eventually I'm sure you're going to be one of the sponsors of our show, since we shout you out every single episode, let me know, how do I get a residential clean, a deep clean from the Cintas guy that keeps BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery so fresh and so clean every day of the week?
Based off of the results that we got from asking Sam Adams for some Utopias, I would imagine they will be in contact with us any moment. Very, very soon.
Very soon.
This is a craft beer podcast that talks about craft beer podcasts, but we wouldn't be a good beer podcast if we did not have beer. So
I have
a beer. I have not cracked it yet because we love to hear that crispy crack. Julia, cracked open your beer yet?
I did. Producer Josh, who has – I need to give a huge shout-out to Producer Josh for today's episode. He not only opened and poured my bottle of beer for me before the show started, but he set up the most amazing mic stand setup for me so that I didn't have to hold the mic while I'm recording this. I'll have to post a picture on the interwebs once we're done, but it is, as Marco saw via picture, an absolutely spectacular setup. So shout out to Producer Josh, who has poured me a New Glarus Serendipity, a Happy Accident Fruit Ale. And it is really, really, really good. It reminds me of a cider more than a beer. It's quite tasty. Thanks to Kevin Graves from the Cincinnati Craft Beer Club and the beer event calendar he gave me for this one. So, Marco, do you want to go ahead and
crack it? Yeah, I certainly will. Hope that came across there.
Oh, that sounded good.
I'm going to pour this beer, too, into my Drink Local Gnarly Gnome glass.
That is the same glass that I'm
using
tonight.
Hell yeah.
That's
right. I'm glad I have two because the first Gnarly Gnome Drink Local pint glass that I had, I went to grab it and I went to wipe it out with a paper towel and the top of it was chipped. The rim was chipped. I almost shed a tear, but I said, I have another one. And so I grabbed the other one. So I put the first one to the side and I think I'll just have it as a like a glassware trophy of sorts. Then I'll have to
Like
talk to our buddy
that
the
sounds
gnome and
good.
see if I can get another one to replace this. I just poured High Grains Pilsner, and it's called
Oh,
Lucent.
nice.
So yeah, I've got High Grains Pilsner. Let me go ahead and give it a whiff, take a sip.
And while you're doing that, I wonder if you pour that slow enough out of the can into your drink local Gnarly Gnome glass. Is that considered a slow pour?
I did not pour it that slowly. I would imagine if I took some time that I could get that nice pillowy head
League.
of the Pilsner, but
Yes.
I'll leave that to the professionals at BC's and at both locations, the Montgomery location and the Liberty location, both have slow pour faucets. So get over there, try those.
Yes. Get some slow pour. It is probably my favorite thing to get when we go to record anymore. And normally I would hit up a bunch of random styles, IPAs, stouts, porters, brown ales, you name it. But I'll tell you what, I have been consistently getting that slow pour pills since they
I have
installed that
too. It's
tap handle.
rotated a few different beers. Right now, I think they have Rothouse Pils on. At least they did when I was there last on New Year's Eve. I was there on New Year's Eve.
Okay, I think it's been the perennial most of the
Gotcha.
times that I've gotten
So
it.
actually,
But still incredibly
talking
tasty, yeah.
about the beer and
Yes.
BC's and us not being at BC's to record, what we usually ask next is, did you listen to any podcasts last week?
I did listen to podcasts, but I did not listen to any Cincinnati craft beer podcasts.
I as well
How about
listen to
you?
podcasts, but I did not listen to any
Okay.
Cincinnati craft beer podcasts.
Which ties us very nicely into why we are not at BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery tonight, and why, the sound might be a little bit different than what you're used to. Not as much background noise. This has been a kind of a crazy past couple weeks for everyone in the podcast community and just people's lives in general with the holidays and all that craziness going on. And so there were not any podcasts for us to
Right, the
review
only one that
last
came out
week.
was ours.
Correct. Because we are consistent no
And
matter
this is just
what.
another way of us trying to be consistent. So we took the opportunity, we communicated over the weekend and said, well, that if this indeed is the case that there aren't any Cincinnati craft beer podcasts, then why don't we take the opportunity to test out some of our equipment that we haven't tested out yet? And so Julia's at home, I'm at home, and we are able to call. I'm able to call her, and she's able to, combine the mixer and the phone call attachment to where we can do this show. So where we can be, flexible in the future and provide you content, and this can be one of the ways going forward that we can do that if need be.
Correct. And it also allows us to test the opportunity for us to either call out to certain people during the podcast, have people call in if we decide we need an extra voice to chime in on a certain podcast, a certain topic. And so far, I think that everything's going incredibly smoothly. And while I miss having Cincinnati Craft Beer podcasts to listen to, I want to say thank you to the podcasters for A, putting themselves and their families first before the podcast. We have always said family first, and they're doing that. But also, it gave us an opportunity to do something a little bit different and to test out the range of what we can do for the
Yes,
show.
absolutely. So now that we've basically got, our usual benchmarks of the introduction and the sort of usual format of the show leading up to this point where we would start to talk about Cincinnati Craft Beer Podcast. Of course, Julie and I had our production meeting ahead of time. And so we have some notes. And Julia, I'll just let you go and start first from where you'd like to, since you have
Okay.
probably better notes than I do. History, if history plays out, I'll let you get started.
Right. Well, what we thought would be fun to do for this show, since we don't have any podcasts to talk about, I thought that it would be fun to go over kind of the history of our own podcast, kind of the ideas that we had leading up to our first recorded episode, kind of see how that has evolved from what we initially thought we were going to do to what we're doing now, and then looking to the future, how we want to continue to grow the podcast, what we want to keep on doing, what we want to do better, differently, that type of stuff.
Yeah, so really wanted to take this opportunity to talk about ourselves.
Pretty much. I mean, because normally we talk about everyone else, so why not give ourselves a nice
little... Yeah, sounds good. I mean, maybe we can make that the first show of next year. Who knows?
Exactly.
So the Weekly Pint, just to talk about how this... You know, the origins of Truth, Beer, and Podsequences came about. I had been following the Weekly Pint live. I wouldn't watch it after the fact. I would, you know, get involved on Facebook, and I would always see, you know, the cast of usual characters, and Julia was one of them. And I had, of course, been aware of Julia's handiwork with the beer vent season through the Facebook posts. And I would communicate through the chat, and one day I called in. It was a particular topic that I remember it vaguely. I think it was something about, I think it was back when there was a lot of social media blow up around the way that some women in the industry had been treated. And I had called in on my drive home from my usual stop to pick up to go food and have a truth. And I called in, said my piece, and then it came out. I said, hey, Cincinnati needs a podcast about Cincinnati craft beer podcasts. And hey, Julia, I want you to do it with me. And I said that like on the Weekly Pint.
And then I think it was Chris from Shift Beers who went, I'd listen to it. You know, because at first I was just kind of like, okay, that'd be funny. But I mean, it's such a niche little thing that, like, would people want to listen to a recap about other podcasts? Talk Soup was a huge thing years and years and years ago, which was basically a comedy show where they just talked about other shows and had fun with what was happening on other television shows. And I didn't know if that same draw or that same, you know, kind of desire was there for podcasts talking about podcasts. But I had been interested in starting a podcast, but I didn't know what I would want to talk about and what I would want to talk about on my own and who would want to listen to me talk by myself to myself about God knows what. So I was actually in the middle of reading a book about podcasting when Marco said that. And I'm like, this could be fun. This could be something to kind of get me into it and see, is this something that I really want to do, that Marco really wants to do? Why not? So I'm like, sure, I'm in. Let's meet up. Let's talk about the ideas that we have and see where that takes us. And that took us to BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery, and it's been all downhill.
Yeah, pretty much. So I also had for quite a while wanted to have my own podcast, and the idea had come up to do a podcast for the place that I brew beer at, and it was floated out there, and I mean nothing really. I just didn't feel like it was the right fit. I wanted it more of an independent show than a show tied to the brewery itself. So I was interested in doing it. I just didn't know what the right concept was. And so that just was something after I had one or, you know, two beers and then took the drive home. I was like, you know what? I think this is the right idea. The other thing too, is that I knew that if we were going to talk about these shows, I bet these shows would find that fun. And I thought, I hoped if we did our job as the hosts of the show, if we did our job to where we thought we were having fun and were doing what we wanted to do, I think they would enjoy it and have fun.
Right. Some of it did stem out of some of these shows where I think Sonder Stories was kind of one of the very first ones, I think it was Sonder Stories that there was some joke that we made about. It was something about either Chase or Luke, and I wish I would have written stuff down. But there was some kind of recurring theme within Sonder Stories that we kind of poked fun at every now and then during the Weekly Pint. And then same thing with Shift Beers with, you know, Brian's never there. I've never seen him. Right. Marco's never seen him. He just doesn't exist. And that's where it kind of turned into, okay, we could do something about the quote-unquote, you know, truths about these podcasts. You know, Brian is a button and Chase and Luke no longer talk on Sonderstory, so they don't actually exist either. Or, you know, very little things, you know, wanting to fight over the pronunciation of Hefeweizen.
Right. And so those are some of the things we talked about. And so it led us to BC's Montgomery because that was where I was going to be on Tuesday after work, because I've said it on the show many times. Tuesday's my Friday, so I go to BC's Biolodge Montgomery on Tuesdays. That's where I was going to be. When you said, let's meet up, I said, hey, how about here? And so, you know, we met, we had never met in person until then. And you showed up in a gnarly gnome shirt. Am I right?
Yeah. I did, just to make sure that there'd be no question of the person you're looking for. This
so
is
we sat down and I had my notebook and you had your notebook, and we sort of hatched out ideas.
Yeah, some of the funny titles that we actually had kind of already settled on: Truth, Beer, and Pod Sequences. I want to say during the weekly pint, actually. Like, I think one of us threw that out, and I think it was just like, oh my God, that's a terrible name, we have to use it, or something like that. But we wanted to come up with, you know, throw out some other ideas. Like, okay, if this doesn't sit well with either of us, what are some other thoughts? So, Two Truths in a Podcast, Truth and Pod Sequences, just no beer, which why on earth would we ever go that way, were some of the other things that that we were throwing out, as well as when we were talking about, did we want to do like segments and have little more news story or news broadcast type of a podcast. The Morning Pour was going to be, you know, a potential title that we threw out there that we decided pretty quickly. Now we don't want to be a newscast. We want
to have fun. And one of the other things that we had talked about that I had brought to the table, or as a concept, was having blind tastings as part of it. So some of the things that we had talked about were, okay, we really want to only do a 45 to say 59, 60 minutes. That's it. It's like we had talked about, you know, the time dedicated to a podcast. We think this is a sweet spot to where, if it comes out every week, people would listen. But if it was longer than that, I don't know if they would listen so much. So if you followed us at all, you know that we have stuck to that, I think, maybe never. I don't think we've ever had a podcast of 45 minutes.
I mean, this one might be. But then again, you know how Marco and I get when we start talking. This could be our longest episode to date, which I do have to say to Matt and Mark from the Outcast podcast, their episode was 2 minutes shy of being our longest episode.
Okay.
Yep. And I actually didn't write it down, but we had one episode that was 2 minutes longer than that one. But it was funny. Mark, I believe you were talking to, I think it might have been when Gnome was interviewing Diamond Bell and Matt Damaris for Cincy Brewcast, and you were talking with him a little bit about the show and mentioned that time frame, like, you know, this is what we want to try to do. And I think you told me that he said, yeah, good luck
pretty
sticking
much
to that one. That has been the most accurate piece of advice that we have gotten about this podcast since we started.
Yeah, pretty much. And what else? What were some of the other things? It was more segment. Like, it was going to be.
It was. Like, I know we do our, like, each podcast is kind of its own segment, but we were tossing around ideas about more than just that. And one of the things we had thrown out there was, what about having a segment we call the Flight Board, where we just ask each other a couple of, like, one or two, maybe three real quick hitting questions. Like, hey, you know, what's been your favorite beer this week, or even non-beer related? What's a podcast that has nothing to do with Cincinnati or beer that you've been enjoying, or how about them Reds? I mean, just, you know, real little quick things to kind of spark some conversation, just to make sure that we could fill up that space we wanted to occupy. But then as we started talking about the podcast and our conversations just naturally started happening, we realized we really don't need much else to fill up that 1 hour mark. In fact, we almost need less.
As far as an equipment standpoint, certainly we reach out to our friends, you know, the Gnarly Gnome and Shift Beers, and our original recording device that we recorded our first 9, I believe, episodes is a very small device. And it was, you know, we had to get adapters for, you know, we had adapters to where the small device could hold two mics and two headsets, and we were all on the same track. And
it worked. I mean, it did exactly what we needed it to do. It was not a huge purchase. I mean, you always want to go in big and get the biggest, the shiniest, the flashiest things. But both of us were trying to be a little bit sensible about it, I think, in the beginning, to where until we know that, yes, this is a good fit, yes, we want to keep doing this, let's not put hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars into this. So we only put about $1,000 into it from the get-go.
It wasn't much less than that. It was a little bit less, even for the small recorder that we had. Once you got, you know, the recorders, the mics, the stands, the headphones, the cases, the bag, you know, all of that stuff. And oh, by the way, going back to the intro where you were talking about how you didn't have a mic stand, and people are wondering, like, you got four mic stands. Why do you? How does Julia not have a mic stand? Well, we split the equipment. that's not a bad way to go about it, because if I needed to record on any given day and Julie can't meet up with us, I still have the original recorder. And so I got the whole thing. And Julia carries the mixer. She brings the mixer and she brings the laminated show sheets, the infamous laminated show sheets. Mm-hmm. So to go back to there, it's like, we split the equipment. So, and it's just because there are podcast hosts, we don't have a locker at BC's where we keep our equipment there. We towed it back and forth. Yeah, that would be nice, actually.
Yeah.
That is to explain why in the intro, why you were, you know, trying to, hey, you didn't have a mic stand and needed to come up with a mic stand. And so we get the equipment, we test the equipment, we have all these ideas down, and we both agree that the best way to go about it is to record a few episodes before we decide that we're ready to put it out to the world.
And we did. We had five, I think, test episodes that we did. So 4 or 5 weeks, we would go to BC's. We would set up our equipment. We would have, you know, notes written down, or we would have, you know, talked about what podcast did you listen to? Do we want to cover this one? We were already starting to notice the trend of Sonder Stories releasing, you know, 4 or 5 hours before we recorded. And so we decided fairly early on that Sonder Stories would always be, I don't want to say a week late, but we wouldn't recap that week's episode that week, just because the timing really didn't give either of us enough opportunity with our day jobs to really listen and get a good idea of what the show was about. So I have multiple recordings up on my computer of the very first times that we spoke into microphones that we just were not ready to, we didn't feel comfortable enough with them to just say, let's go for it. But then one day we did one. It's like, you know, if we don't put one of these out there, we never will. Oh, let's wait for the next week. It'll be even better. Oh, next week we'll get it. Next week.
Well, and we asked advice from our friends, right? So we had the gnome listen to one of the episodes. I think the fifth one we recorded, we sent it to him. I think because there was, I think maybe it was in conjunction with the fact that we went to the gnome creative, by the way, as we put in our show notes, created the intro, outro, stinger, rejoin, bump, or whatever it is. So we sent that file to him to listen to, and he had nothing but, you know, positive feedback. He commented on some of the things that he thought were really funny in the show. He's like, this is a show, you need to put it out there. And you and I talked about it. I'm like, okay, well let's go. And not that, and of
let's
course,
do it, yeah.
always trying to make the show better. We're always trying to learn. We're always trying to make it better. So even though what you heard was for Julie and I, episode 6, it was your episode 1. And I think anybody who's been with us along the journey from episode 1 to episode 21, or are we on, is this 22 we're recording or 23? Okay,
this is
so 1 to 22, I think you've noticed a progression, and I hope at least you notice a progression, evolution in the show. There were some sort of, I don't know if you want to call them bits or gags or whatever they were in the beginning, that have kind of just disappeared and you know, just kind of went away. That's just us continuing to try to find the best way to present what we're presenting. And so,
well, but it also is, as the other shows are evolving as well. When Shift Beers first started, for example, to use Brian as a button as kind of one of the key examples, that was one of, I know, one of my favorite jokes to make, because once we finally did meet Brian, which was quite a while after we started the show, to be honest, where we actually met him in person and went, oh, hey, you are a real person. This is pretty cool. They were the place that they don't work at. He was incredibly busy. He didn't have the time and the availability to be on every single episode. But he was very willing to let us, like, I even messaged him on Facebook after we kind of went live with the show, saying, I hope you don't mind if we're making these jokes. If it's something that you don't want us to do, just let us know and we'll stop saying you're a button. He thought it was great. He's like, no, that's funny. I love it. Keep going at it. But as their business has evolved and their jobs and their, you know, all the responsibilities that they have as non-podcasters, their day jobs has allowed them a little more flexibility. Brian's been able to be on the show more regularly. So kind of the whole Brian is a button thing has just naturally kind of gone by the wayside. Now, if he's not there, it gives us that huge opportunity to bring that back and say, oh, see, they couldn't keep the gag going. They couldn't keep, you know, making up new buttons for things Brian's going to say. But it gave, you know, Brian a chance to have his own voice back instead of being called a figment of our imagination.
Yeah, and something that's very true. And something else about that show that we latched onto pretty early on is a recurring thing, which is the bird count. So Julie yes. and I don't remember whose idea it was, but it was an idea and we both loved it. And the first time we went to cover the burp count, we discussed, is this a factual burp count or is this a fictional burp count? And mm-hmm. I don't remember who it was. Maybe it was me. I said, or maybe it was me. I think I said, I would just make it up. Make it up.
Yeah.
And so there was, how many shows did we just make up the burp count?
Well, I'm trying to, I should have had my notes better prepared for this, but I don't. I have, let's see, the first recorded instance that I have, you can probably hear my papers. Let's see, so Shift Beers episode 46, their seltzer show where they had a ton of burps. We made up that number. That's when we said that they had 169 burps. I later went back and actually counted.
That was a discussion too.
That was back on August 24th.
Well, that was a discussion too, because sorry to talk over you there, Julie, but I can't see you. That was a discussion too, because we thought about, okay, well then what's a number? What's a number that would be good? And we're like, well, we know what number would be funny. And I was like, okay, but I mean, if they're going to bring it, then should it be big? And we're like, yeah, okay, we'll go 169.
Yeah, it has so, to right. Yeah. It has to be big. Yeah. So the episode we recorded on August 31st. I don't have our episode number, but still somewhat early on. That is the first episode of Shift Beers, the Lost Art of Beer Bombers, episode 47, where I actually have the little hash marks in the margins of my notebook on the actual number of burps.
Yeah.
So that is where we decided, you know what, it's funny, but it'll be even funnier if we're accurate
and,
with
you
it.
Know, I don't know if it would be funny or end the gag if somebody ever actually, or if we or, you know, their show ever actually did the game. I'd like to think it could live on past somebody actually doing it, but that may be one of those things where, look, if nobody ever does it, it's fine. It's still funny, but
But the minute someone gets alcohol poisoning and blames us for it, yeah, it kind of loses.
Well, we would end up having to put a disclaimer then after that, you know. So,
oh God, yeah.
From prison, but
yeah. But I feel like a lot of times most of the time when we're explaining the drinking game, you know, for the burp count, I feel like we are pretty good about saying, you know, if you want to do this safely, drink water, you know, do that, you know, don't This could seriously wreck you.
Like
Please do not.
Kevin Garnett in a Crown Royal
Proceed
commercial
with
drinking a
caution.
water.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
that's what you need right there.
Hey, you know, I mean, all we said is the average drink is 2 ounces. We never said what that drink is, what it
Right.
has to be. And I mean, you can have pints of water. I mean, you can have pints of apple juice. You can have, you know, I mean, it's, we have never said that to play this game, you have to be
We
drinking
never
an
said it.
alcoholic
I
beverage.
would judge you
In
for it. And
fact,
I know I
no,
would not judge.
and in fact, I would say, right, and I would actually say, you know, please don't try to do this during the episodes, because if in the course of an hour and a half you're downing 5+ pints, you're gonna have a bad time. You know?
Or a great time. I mean,
Don't at us, or a great time. Who knows? But we cannot be responsible. You are making those choices on
so,
their
and
behalf.
for anybody who does have a
Us.
complaint about the show, where do they send that, Julia? Yeah, at
At
Raging
Raging
Hot.
Hop. He doesn't know this yet. He's gonna find out when he listens, but he is
Yeah.
our marketing guy. So he handles any and all complaints and filters them and lets us know the legit complaints versus people that are just, you guys aren't funny,
Tell
you
us what
know,
we don't know,
kind
damn
of
it.
bullshit. So
Think you're
exactly.
original? Get out of here with that.
For me, I just wanted to kind of go over like the beginning of you know how we got started and maybe talk about some of the people, you know, some of the podcasts that we talk about, their reactions. Some of the shows got it right away. They understood what we were doing. Some it took an episode or two to where they're like, oh, okay, because we heard from a couple people, and we won't mention any names, but more than one podcast, more than one show, they would talk to us after an episode and go, I didn't say that, or no, you got that wrong. That's, you know, you're kind of digging on me for this or that, or no, you said this was this style, this artist, this whatever, and that's completely off base. And we're like, well, no, that's part of the fun of it, is we want people to question our recap and say, okay, wait a second, did they really say that? Did they really do that? That sounds awesome. That sounds like a crazy story. I want to go to that podcast and listen to it. So we want to try to drive our listeners to listen to these other podcasts that they might not know about. And it took a couple people, you know, again, an episode or two, or actually talking to us and saying, hey, that wasn't accurate, before they got it. So there haven't been too many pod
No.
sequences yet. Hopefully we keep that streak. And everyone, once they kind of got it, has been like, that's awesome. That is really cool. Keep doing what you're doing. So far, we have not had anyone say, yeah, can you just not either be accurate with your recap of us or don't recap us at all. So everyone has been
Yeah,
absolutely
everyone's been great.
wonderful with what we're doing.
Everyone's been
Yeah,
really
yeah.
great. And yes, there have been a couple of interactions where we just had to basically say, hey, think about it the opposite way, and then you get the show. The shows are what works in our advantage is that the shows that are Cincinnati-based craft beer shows, that the podcasts that we listen to, aren't as consistent as the most consistent ones. Like the majority of them are full of intentions of being consistently weekly, and most of them are not that consistent, so it helps us to be able to get to the content and cover it in a week. But if
Right.
every podcast that we cover decided that all in 1 week they were going to put out 100% fresh content, it could be what, 12 or 13 podcasts that we need to listen to. Am I right about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, right now, if you take kind of the, I'll say the top four most consistent. So you have Sonder Stories, you have Cincy Brewcast, you have Shift Beers, and you have Craft Parenting Podcast. Which Craft Parenting Podcast, love those guys. Joe and Caroline are amazing people, and we don't cover every single episode that they put out because not every single episode that they do is beer focused. So we only cover the ones that are beer focused, but they do put out an episode every week. And so we listen to it to see, is this something that we need to cover on the show? So even just those four alone, you're already looking at 6 hours of us listening if we're not trying to listen at, you know, 1x or, you know, 1.5x, 2x speed, whatever. I listen to almost all my podcasts at normal speed because I want to make sure that I catch everything, especially the burps on Shift Beers. Very important. Can't fast forward that one or you'll miss something. Slow it down to 0.5 and there's 3 hours of goodness to dig through in that one show alone. So if you have not listened to Shift Beer slowed down to 0.5 speed, try it out. But yeah, I mean, we already have anywhere from just say 3 to 4 hours, really 3 to 5 hours guaranteed podcast listening to every week. If every show that we have ever recapped did a beer-centric episode for us to listen to and for us to cover, you're looking at 20-plus hours, potentially, depending on how long their shows are.
Just crack something, Julia.
Ooh, nice. I heard.
Okay,
what
so
you
you're right. That number of hours of podcast is certainly, you know, if they all did that, that would be the case. And this isn't a woe is...
Yeah,
this isn't a woe is me, by the way. We listen to the majority of them anyway. Mm-mm. And would anyway. But there, I think there was a time, but I remember there was a time where maybe it was Cincy Brewcast came out for whatever reason on a Tuesday morning, maybe around, 9 o'clock or maybe a little bit later. And I was like, oh my God, I got to listen to this. And so I wound up taking an hour lunch that I never, ever do from my full-time job. I took an hour lunch just to get that in. And it still wasn't enough time. I had to finish on the drive to BC's Montgomery to get that in for the show.
Yeah.
But we communicated about that and said, hey, are we going to do this?
Right.
And I said, yep, let's do it. Let's listen to it. Let's cover it for this week. Mm-hmm. So. But I have Milwaukee Loves Black, honey brown ale brewed with honey. How about that? Yes, Julia, thank you
there
for
you
this.
Go. Yeah, not a problem. A friend of mine from Wisconsin came to visit, brought me a bunch of Wisconsin beers. Part of that was a mixed six-pack that had six different breweries that partnered with six different local to Milwaukee charities to brew a beer for. You know, proceeds of the sale goes to them to kind of bring awareness. And this was one that I knew would not kill Marco, so I wanted to share it with him. So hopefully it's good. It's the only can of that was brought down to me, so you will have to let me know how it is.
It's terrible. If you ever get any, I'll take it. It's just to spare you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you being willing to take that beer off.
Yeah, that's what friends do, Julia.
No kidding. And as everyone knows, I'm a slow drinker, so I still have less than a third of my Nuglaris Serendipity in the glass. Plus, it is more cider-like, so I feel that it is a slower.
I'm going to have to make
anyway.
A decision. I'm going to have to make a decision. Either I'm going to have to drink this slower.
Or I'm going to have to start drinking
faster. Well, if I have to leave my bedroom to go out and get another beer, I'll have to put my clothes back on. So.
Oh,
hey now. So,
just like yell out, you know, the door to producer Rachel over you know, they're like, hey, do your job, bring me a beer, and then I will listen to the flap as she smacks you on the backside.
Yeah,
of it.
Exactly. Producer Rachel's not here. Actually, she should be here soon, but she's not here. Got some of my kids here right now, but
we've talked about kind of how the podcast got started. We've talked a bit about sort of where we are with it now. One thing that I did want to touch on where you had mentioned if every single podcast that we've covered before put out an episode in 1 week, we've actually done a show before where there were almost too many episodes. So we took one of the episodes that from a show that isn't normally every single week and we pushed it back a week. Because we still wanted to cover it, but we knew that there was no way time-wise that we could fit in listening to and talking about the shows and keep within the time constraints that we wanted to have. And I just lost Marco.
Shit.
Hi, thanks for calling in. You are on Truth, Beer, and Pot Sequences.
Hi. This is Marco. Long time caller,
time
first time listener. Yeah, I don't know. My call just dropped. I don't know.
Shit.
I don't know. I was,
I'm glad you were able to rejoin. That would have been awkward. And thanks for listening to our show. I guess it's just me.
So
and I.
We were at all the show. We were talking about
All the shows, and we've bumped shows back. And then what I was going to go into was asking you, kind of, what are your thoughts about Truth Beer Pod going forward? Where do we want to go? And
as far as going forward, what I'd like to see is, number one, I mean, we do this because we have fun, right? And I want us to have a lot of fun this year, and we get to interact with our friends, and our friends are people that we know or have come to know that do podcasts in the Cincinnati craft beer podcast scene. So I would like to continue to foster those relationships and build those relationships and build those podcasts and help everybody build their platform. You know, we all have a bigger voice in the sense of a go-to place for people in this community to find, enjoyment in, if they like podcasts, if they like craft beer, if they, if they, like Cincinnati, that we can help them find those shows, or those shows find us, and we can all continue to help each other, buoy each other, is what I'd like to see.
Yeah, perfect example of that is, again, Craft Parenting Podcast. We would not have known about them if Shift Beers wouldn't have retweeted one of their posted Shift Beers. And I'm like, oh, okay, they're Cincinnati-based. They talk about parenting and craft beer. Let's give it a listen. Let's listen to a few episodes, see what the beer talk is, see what fits. And boom, we now have another show that, again, we don't cover every single episode, but another show that we want to keep our eye on. The Jungle Gyms International podcast is another one of those that I knew it was out there, but I never really thought to keep an eye on them for beer-specific podcasts. And then we found the one with 50 West talking about their Jungle Gyms collaboration. So kind of in the same vein as you, for me going forward with the podcast, I don't think there's any doubt that we're going to keep having fun. If either of us stops having fun doing this, then that's when we know we've been doing it too long, time to hang up the mics. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. But I do think that for 2022 and beyond, I do want to try to find more of those Cincinnati podcasts where maybe they only have one or two episodes every now and then about Cincinnati craft beer, or, Cincinnatians talking about craft beer, local or not, to be able to talk about on, this intermittent basis, so that it's not, oh, here's Truth Beer Pod with the same four and five shows every single time. I want there to be an influx of shows that we can talk about, and hopefully people start finding those shows and sharing them with us. We just don't have enough time to try to search on every single podcasting platform that's out there for these shows if they kind of don't show up on the mediums that we use and download our episodes on. It's really difficult for us to take that extra time out of our day, since we both have full-time jobs. I mean, you have multiple jobs, families, that kind of stuff too, that we want to spend our time on. But I want to try to find, other people that we can help get their voices out there, not to try to sound like we're super influential in getting people to listen to podcasts, but anything we can do for the craft beer community and the podcasting community here in Cincinnati, I think that you and I both share a very similar sentiment that if we can talk about you and get your name out there, we would do so. So just kind of growth in that aspect is what I want to try to.
We knew we were very, inside baseball kind of thing, right? Very niche. I mean, a podcast that talks about Cincinnati craft beer podcast, but for that niche thing, 22 episodes, over 1,600 downloads. I mean, I couldn't be happier about that. But something about what you were saying is absolutely, number one, I totally agree. But what I would say also is, for all of the other shows, they have to come up with their topic of the day. Our topic of the day is what they end up putting out. Now, we have what we do is find ways to stop and say, wait a minute, did that really happen? That's the way we present the show is ours. That's us. But we're not we're not beholden to what the other shows are, which is to say, well, what are we going to talk about today? You know, because we just need to, you know, stay looking at the rotation and listen to the rotation. And it, that changes every week, every time, you know, whether it's one show or 12 shows.
I mean, it's led to things like you almost killing me when you did your Two Truths and a Lie about Joe and his experience crossing the Hungarian
totally
border.
Off the top of my head.
Listening to that made a couple people go, okay, wait a second, what happened when he tried to do that? So hopefully our goal is to drive extra listenership to, you know, maybe to that specific episode, but from listening to that episode, they go, okay, I like what these people are doing. I'm going to subscribe. I'm going to listen to them. And then that listener growth keeps them with, like you said, coming up with their topic of the day with wanting to find more things to talk about for their show. So they keep putting out content so that we have content to bounce off of.
Yeah, exactly. I would like, do you have any bold predictions for 2022? Surrounding the podcast. I mean, I did, you know, bold predictions.
Bengals to the Super Bowl, baby. I mean, well, you know what? I'm not going to speak that into truth because we saw what happened with Matt Damaris in UC. Ooh. So that is not, that was not a celebration. That was not anything that I'm speaking into the universe. I was making a joke based off of what you had said. So universe, fate, whatever cosmic right. forces are out there. You didn't hear a right. thing. I said nothing. I think, so I'm going to do one that's okay. kind of tongue in cheek because that's just what we're good at. And then one bold prediction that I really believe we can do. Kind of the tongue in cheek one is I think that 2022 is going to be the year that Truth, Beer, and Pod Sequences remembers to tell our listeners in every single episode that they should like, subscribe, rate, review our podcast on wherever you get your podcast episodes downloaded to, that you can follow us on all of the social medias at Truth Beer Pod. You can email us with ideas for other podcasts to listen to, complaints, what you like, what you don't like, truthbeerpod@gmail.com. And you can support our show by buying us a pint or contributing to us getting, you know, getting Julia an actual mic stand for her house by going to truthbeerpod.com and clicking on the blue support us link. That is my prediction for 2022. I will remember, or one of us will remember, to say that in every okay. single episode.
I like it.
Yep. And then, like I said, kind of tongue-in-cheek because we remember most of that most of the time, but not all of it all of the time. So consistency. Consistency with that is kind of my prediction and my goal, my New Year's resolution for Truth Beer Pod, as it would. But as far as a kind of a serious one, I would like to get a consistent 50 downloads per episode, typically on average around in the 40s per episode. But I think that we can find a way, and this could be something that again, we reach out to the people that we know to see what we need to do to grow our listenership, which for a niche podcast, who knows what those numbers actually are, but to try to figure out what we need to do to have a more consistent number of downloads for every single episode. And I think we can get 50 per episode instead of averaging in the 30 to 40
yeah.
mark.
I think that we can.
How about you?
For me, let's see. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna list a few. And I think almost all of these, if
okay.
not all of them, with a little effort and energy, are attainable. Number one,
mm-hmm.
shirts. Truth Beer Pod shirts. I think that's going to
yes.
happen in 2022.
Yes.
Number two, all women Truth Beer Pod episode. I think that would happen.
That would be fun. I know we've actually talked about that before. So it would be, you know, Diamond, Caroline. I'm sorry, I haven't let you pronounce Caroline properly.
Caroline.
There we go. So Diamond, Caroline, Beth.
I'm sure we can think of it.
I'm missing someone.
Chanel, yes, Chanel.
Metz,
the Wolf.
Or the Wolf. And I'm sure that there are others out there that we just haven't discovered yet, but an all woman episode would be hilarious.
True story. I used
that.
To have a sales. I used to have an associate that worked with me. His last name was Wolf, and he came up to me in like his first 2 weeks of working with me. So he's still onboarding, and he came up to me and he goes, "Marco, I think I want to go to lunch. I'm hungry." And I said, "So you're hungry like the Wolf?"
Did he just give you a blank stare?
There were about
stare,
six people around. That joke killed. Yeah. And,
nice.
So I did
That's
the
awesome.
all women Truth Beer Pod Show. Mm-hmm. Next, a podcast palooza. One day.
Yes.
Just one show after another. Don't know where we're going to host it. I don't know of a good place. Maybe that could host it. By the way, I have a cough button, so that was on purpose. an all podcast, like all day show. And then number three, we're actually, by the end of the year, going to have all these shows get together and have wine. I think all of those things can actually happen, but it's going to require a little bit of work and effort. And I think we can do that.
We can do this.
So 2022, I think.
We can do
That's
it. The
right.
Home Depot can help.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, sorry. What?
So those are my predictions, bold predictions for 2022.
I love it. I love it. I think we can check all those boxes. Like you said, I think some of them will take a little bit of work and effort to kind of herd the cats that are Cincinnati craft beer podcasters. But, man, I'm in.
I think it's great. I think the idea. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it. What was there anything else that you wanted to talk about on our first full episode of 2022, the episode where the show about podcasts had not a single podcast to talk about other than their own?
I think we've taken a good chunk of the listeners' time, filled them in on the history of the show, some of the thought process that we went through the show, some of the growth of the show, and then we just talked about some predictions for the show. I mean, I think we could tie it up here. I mean, I just do want to say that I truly value everybody's time. It's valuable. It's the one thing that is not a renewable resource as far as, you know, we're concerned. It's spending your time with us on a weekly basis, I do not take for granted. So thank you very much for your listenership.
Likewise.
And I look forward to, you know, 2022 and your continued listenership. Please give us feedback. And Julia, how would they give us that feedback?
You can tell us about it on social media. We are at Truth Beer Pod on all of the social media platforms. You can email us at truthbeerpod@gmail.com. You can go to truthbeerpod.com, which just takes you to our podcast page. Rate, review, you know, leave us a couple notes on. I believe Spotify and Apple Podcasts are the two platforms right now that are doing ratings and reviews. Let us know there. Heck, reach out to the other podcasts you listen to. Reach out to Shift Beers and say, hey, tell those Truth Beer Pod guys to do this or do that. And
yeah,
they'll
they
let
will.
Us know. They can be conduits to us as well. Or you can go to BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery and while you're dropping off a beer for the Truth Beer Pod team to producer Kenny, producer Ben, or producer Brian, you can let them know what you thought about the show. They'll shrug their shoulders and maybe they'll tell us about it next
and
week.
And on that website that directs you to our Podbean, you can scroll all the way down and you know, choose to throw us a few bucks.
Yes.
You said that, didn't
really
you, Julia?
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Steve Martin was a top comment.
But it doesn't hurt to say it again. Go to truthbeerpod.com and look for the blue icon to click on.
Okay. I mean, other than that, we know because we interacted on the Weekly Pint yesterday. We know there'll be at least one show other than ours that will be out that we can recap. And I am looking forward to doing so. We should be at our usual podcast home, which is BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery. Again, shout out to BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery. Get over there and get you some of that Pilsner or get whatever you want. IPAs, stouts, they got all that stuff going on. Say hi to all of our producers for us, just like Julia said. You said that, so Steve Martin's a top comment. That's an inside joke I'll let you in on, by the way, Julia. And other than that, Julia, did you have anything else?
I didn't. I think it's time to hit the button for the outro music. I think that we'll have to figure out how to do a remote cheers. But
Yeah,
until next
well, I have.
Tuesday, I want everyone to have an
Yes,
absolutely
please do.
spectacular
And I have
week.
my glass. I'll raise it and have a sip. Cheers, Julia. I'll see you next Tuesday.